What role do cities play in addressing and preparing for the effects of climate change? That's what Boston Mayor Marty Walsh spent 2 days this week discussing at the International Climate Change Summit in China.
What can mayors do? Really, mayors can do a lot. And I think that, you know, if mayors and city governments get more engaged in this conversation, we can make a big impact on the climate when it comes to the world.
Walsh was a featured speaker at the Climate Smart Low Carbon Cities Summit in Beijing. Leaders from 20 U.S. cities and more than 40 Chinese cities attended the meeting. Next year's summit will be held right here in Boston. Joining us this morning to talk about why Boston and other cities are uniquely positioned to fight climate change is Boston University Professor Anthony Genetos, director of the Frederick S. Pardee Center for the Study of the Longer Range Future. Good morning, Professor, and thanks very much for coming into the studio this morning. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Bob.
Boston, as we say, will be hosting the Climate Change Summit next year. What's that say about a Boston that the city was chosen as a host?
I think it says that Boston is perceived both in the U.S. and internationally as a leader in its efforts both to combat climate change by reducing its emissions of greenhouse gases, but also to prepare for change that can't be avoided and reducing its own vulnerabilities.
And Boston, I imagine, must be an attractive city because we are on the cusp of so many innovative technologies.
I think that's right. There's this enormous, of course, intellectual resource in the area with all the area universities. The city itself is doing a tremendous amount. The Boston's Climate Action Plan, which I think is now in its third edition, is a very, very interesting plan for, again, for reducing Boston's own emissions from energy use, from transportation, but also for preparing for impacts like sea level rise and heat waves that are not going to be avoided.
And I know that from conversing with mayors and municipal officials from around the world that cities feel that since they're going to be first impacted by climate change, many of them feel that they need to be on the cutting edge of trying to deal with it.
And correctly so. They don't really have a choice, right? There's no time for the cities to debate and wonder about what they're going to do, not when you've got roadways flooding at high tide.
I know the perception is that efforts to address climate change focus on what can be done country to country, but mayors are doing things that countries can't, aren't they?
They are. And the reason that they're moving first, I think, is twofold. And one is that they really are on the front lines. The second is that they have some options that are under their control for sort of local regulation of transportation, the support of mass transit, looking at building codes, working in voluntary modes often with developers to think about how you would protect yourself against flooding and heat waves and so forth. And there's no particular reason why they need to wait for national governments to agree.
Working with developers on things like in new buildings, making sure vital systems for any given building aren't necessarily located in a basement, which could be flooded under sea level rise.
Yeah, exactly right. That's putting all the electrical and mechanical controls for buildings in the upper floors. For new construction, it's a pretty simple thing to do, and it's enormously effective.
As you look down the road, are you confident that U.S. cities, and maybe cities around the world, but specifically U.S. cities, will be able to mitigate the effects of climate change successfully?
The cities can do a lot, but they can't do everything. Cities are responsible globally for something like 70% of greenhouse gas emissions, but they don't have all of that under their own control. So, for example, the city of Boston can do a lot on promoting mass transit and regulating private vehicles for transportation issues, but they don't have the authority to do fuel efficiency standards. That's a national program. And so there will, in the long run, there will have to be this cooperation between the cities and state and federal governments.
Professor Genetos, thank you very much for coming in. Good to see you again.
Thanks very much.
Anthony Genetos is director of the Boston University Frederick S. Pardee Center for the Study of the Longer Range Future.